Today we are singing one of Martin Luther's earliest hymns, written about 500 years ago. Using thoughts and words of Holy Scripture, it clearly speaks God's law and gospel and focuses our hope and certainty of salvation on the work of Christ, our Savior, alone. The opening stanza takes ideas and thoughts from the Psalms and from the New Testament. God delivers us by his strong right arm. He does wonders and miracles for our salvation, even greater miracles than when he brought Israel out of slavery in Egypt. The Christian church has proclaimed these wonders, these miracles, from the first Pentecost onward. On that first Pentecost day, 2,000 years ago, those heard the apostles preaching, and they said in many languages, and they said, "We hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." We sing stanzas 2 and 3. Have you ever seriously thought, "I'm going to hell"? If anyone knew such torment of conscience, it was Martin Luther. As a young man, he was terrified of God and tried to earn God's favor by becoming a monk through good works, through prayer, through fasting. His conscience still plagued him with sinful thoughts, words, and deeds. He spent hours confessing his sins. But the scriptures were open to him when he began to understand the true meaning of the book of Psalms and the book of Romans. He came to understand that the righteousness of God is not something demanded of us, but something given to us through faith in Christ. As St. Paul says in Romans, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith, apart from the deeds of the law." We sing stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
Oh,
These stanzas give us an imagined conversation within the Holy Trinity. The work of our salvation is the work of the Holy Trinity alone. The Father sends his Son. The Son takes on human flesh and becomes incarnate. He dies in our place. The Spirit proclaims this truth through word and sacraments, bringing faith and salvation to all who believe. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. The hymn continues with an imagined conversation between Christ and us, believers. And he comforts us with his truth. We sing stanzas 7 and 8. This week in the church is called Cantate, after the Latin word sing. Singing God's praise goes back to creation itself, when Scripture tells us the morning stars sang together at the creation of the world. The angels sang when Christ was born. Paul sang hymns when he was imprisoned for his Christian faith. The book of Revelation describes the church in heaven singing the wondrous works of God. And St. Augustine said, to sing is to pray twice. As early as 1516, when the gospel was becoming clear to Luther, he wrote to one of his friends about the joy of the gospel and how we should sing this praise of God. Therefore, my dear brother, learn to know Jesus Christ as the crucified one. Learn to sing his praises. And as you despair concerning yourself, say unto the Lord, you, O Lord Jesus, are my righteousness, but I am your sin. You have taken my condition upon yourself and have given me yours. You have taken upon yourself what I was and given me what I was not. This great exchange is at the heart of the gospel. Christ takes on our sin. Christ gives us his sinlessness. Therefore, we have forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And that is why we can sing and rejoice in the wondrous works of God. May we always sing this praise of God for his wondrous work of salvation, a great comfort to us throughout our life. Let us stand and sing stanzas 9 and 10.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son you promised us your Holy Spirit, that he should convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. We beseech you, enlighten our hearts that we may confess our sins, through faith in Christ obtain everlasting righteousness, and in all our trials and temptations retain this comfort, that Christ is Lord over the devil and death and all things, and that he will graciously deliver us out of all our afflictions and make us forever partakers of eternal salvation. Through the same, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.